With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. The ASU Opera Theater will present Aliens Invade Opera Scenes on Thursday and Friday, October 24th and 25th, 7:30 each evening, in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center on the ASU Jonesboro campus. I spoke with the director of the ASU Opera Theater, Marika Kyriakos, and I asked, why aliens?
This all stemmed from a performance last year of Menotti's Help, Help, the Globalinks. Globalinks are aliens, and that particular scene that we performed last fall went over quite well, and actually we've been asked to do the entire opera, which will happen next semester. But that just kind of, you know, got us the idea to have some sort of an alien invasion again, since the audience seemed to enjoy that. So the audience, if they would come in alien attire, they will be a part of changing the opera scenes on the stage. We'll have some creepy alien music, and they'll just invade the Riceland stage. And there you have it. We will talk about the next scene a little bit and rush the aliens off for the next scene.
Well, the work that you had excerpted last year, the Help, Help, the Globalinks, that is an opera that, again, you're going to be doing this upcoming semester, and it has to do with aliens.
It does. It has to do with an alien invasion of a little town in England, particularly a school, and we'll be doing that entire opera, collaborating with Visual and Performing Arts Magnet School here in town with Elaine Barty, and her children will be the school students, and they will meet some aliens right in the opera.
Well, I look forward to talking to you more about that in the springtime, but let's the works that are going to be on this particular program, is there a theme in the works that you've chosen, the opera excerpts that are going to be performed at on this program?
We don't really have a theme. We're just doing some various things from the Romantic period, contemporary, and we have a little bit from the Classical period and the Renaissance period. It's actually not all opera. We try to stress to our students that no matter what you sing on the stage, it needs to be dramatized. And we have some very young students this semester. We just had a handful to start with, but I encourage some others to participate. So we'll have some Puccini and Mozart, John Dowland from the Renaissance period, Samuel Barber, probably everyone is familiar with his work from the 20th century, William Bolcom, who is also a contemporary composer, Catalani, Romantic, and Ben Moore, who is writing some really, really mostly comical things these days, really some fun art songs.
What role do the students have in choosing some of the music that will be presented on a program like this one?
Well, many of them come with their own ideas. We have an interesting thought of a monk who will also sort of invade the scene along with the aliens. And those will be featuring the Hermit songs by Barber. So we had a student who was really interested in doing those also actually for a senior recital. So we sort of made a little place for her being her the role of the monk throughout the scene. So that was her idea. And we have some other students who, yes, definitely have some repertoire in mind that they would like to perform. And if it works, I'll say okay. And if not, we'll say, well, maybe we'll do that another time.
I want to touch on something you mentioned earlier. You were describing that, you know, not all of these works are from operas, but they all are obviously vocal works.
Right.
And part of your goal is to teach students the drama of presenting a piece of music. Now, I would assume that would be something that's a little bit unique in terms of vocal music as opposed to some other musical endeavors that might occur here at the university. So, it's, you know, the drama perhaps is not as essential or as something that needs to be taught for, say, a jazz combo or a string quartet as it would be for this style of music. Or is that a reasonable thought process there?
Yes, exactly. And I always tell my students, you know, it's not all about the singing. You can have a beautiful, beautiful voice, but if you get up there and sing beautifully and you just look like a bump on a log, it's not going to do anything for the audience. So, you know, and I would rather listen to a singer who maybe is not quite so perfect vocally if they can really act and entertain the audience. So we really try to stress that here in the music department with our singers, and they've had quite a bit of input. I should mention some of them directed their own scenes with staging with a little help help from me, and our graduate assistant, Crystal Aronson, directed some of the scenes as well. So, should be interesting.
So, how do you teach someone to be more dramatic or appropriately dramatic, depending on the content of the lyrical content of what it is they're singing?
Right. Well, it's a little bit difficult for the Riceland stage because it is so large. So we try to use, you know, we have to consider what performing opportunity we have there. And obviously we try to use that stage. So that's one thing we consider. If it's a very large space, we don't want them to stand in the middle. If it's a small space, you know, we can do that. But we try to get their input as to what would be appropriate for that scene. Of course, they have to sketch their roles and know what's going on in the entire opera, if the piece is from an opera. And if not, we have them do just the typical who, what, where, when, why for a song. And if it's not given, they make it up themselves. And we kind of take it from there and actually picture where they are and what they might be doing, how they would feel. Get everything on the face first and start working on gestures from there, just maximizing the emotion.
Unlike some other ASU Music Department presentations, there is a ticket price for this particular production. Could you explain the reasons for the cost and where that money will be going, the admission fee that people will pay to come to this production?
Yes. To put it plainly, opera is very expensive. And I don't need to mention budget here, but we just don't have, you know, we don't have big bucks for opera here at ASU, which is fine. It's good for the students. It's a great learning experience for what they're going to have to deal with when they get out there and start teaching. Most of our students are in music education, and if they want to put on a production at their school, unless it's a very unusual situation, they're not going to have much money either. So we borrow as much as we can. The Foundation of Arts is very kind to let us use costumes. Also, our theater department here helps us out. But, you know, it costs quite a bit of money. We need to pay our pianists, we need, you know, programs cost money, and we're trying to raise thousands of dollars right now, actually, to go to an opera scenes competition. So there are other activities that we do as well for the ASU Opera Theater students. And so the ticket price, you know, I don't think it's terribly high. I think it's great for, you know, opportunity for our community, and it will help us with a few expenses.
Yeah, obviously, all being invested back into this production and future productions, and of course, for the benefit of the students.
Oh, of course, yes.
The last thing, I'm always so impressed by the opera presentations that you put together, the programs, to make this music so friendly to children. You make it very accessible for a wide range of audiences, and with the theme with aliens this time around, it is going to be something that's going to be very family-friendly.
That's very true. And for, I hope we have lots of young children who want to be aliens with their little antennas. My daughter has her antennas ready. But yes, we try to draw an audience of all kinds. More diversity, the better. And opera is sometimes scary for a community, and it shouldn't be. It can be a lot of fun, and we try to put on a good family show. I think everything will be appropriate for the family this time, so.
Marika Kyriakos is director of the ASU Opera Theater. Their presentation, Aliens Invade Opera Scenes, will be Thursday and Friday, October 24th and 25th at 7:30 each evening in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center on the Arkansas State University Jonesboro campus. Tickets are now available through the ASU Central Box Office. With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.